from going through a divorce? Tired of it. Just a thought. I mean, the batteries never get jealous. The batteries never ask you who you were with last. Huh? When the batteries run out of steam, you throw them out and buy new batteries. That's what it's all about. I remember my early years with Estelle. Are you listening, you pig? Oh, God, I was insecure. She came to me and said, Nino, remember the guy I was dating before we met and went out? Brad? I said, yeah, you've told me about Brad as a candidate for sainthood. What about him? She said, well, he's in town on business, and I thought it'd be nice to have him by a couple of cocktails. You don't have a problem with that, do you? You can handle it? I said, of course I can handle it. What happened with you and Brad is over and done with. Of course, secretly, I couldn't really handle it. I saw that picture of Brad that she had hidden in her bottom drawer. Picture the times he must have speckled the very face that I now kiss. At times when I was feasting on the yeast, I picture Brad's nodule-laden implement skewering the same ground, and oft times I had to turn away. Yes, I was hungry with it. I said, no, be fine. Have Brad come over. So, guy comes over. I said, so, Brad, eh? I gave him a hard handshake, and he grabbed me back. I tried to make him wince first. You know, we're just standing there in the doorway like we're doing an Indian wrestling. Finally, he said, okay, big guy, I give up. I said, so, Brad, would you like something to drink? And Estelle shouted from the kitchen, I bet he'll have a rum and coke with a twist of lime, won't you, Brad? He said, yeah, Estelle, that's exactly what I'd like. I said, so, Estelle, you still remember what he drinks, do you, huh? Do you still remember the taste of his hydraulics? You still remember the way his hands squeezed your tuckers? You still remember all those times you were speckled repeatedly? He said, now see here. I said, now you see here. You come into my house and flaunt the fact that you've had my woman in my face, and I wasn't flaunting, you were flaunting, you maggot. And I gave him a shot in the chest and his... Estelle said, stop it! I said, here's your drink, Brad. There you go. Pick the shards of glass out of the wall. Let me tell you something, Brad. Let me tell you what she's getting now, huh? I don't care how hot you were back in your day. I want you to take a look at this. Huh? Take a look at this, buddy. Huh? Running under your nose like a good cigar, Brad. Because that's what's fueling the fire right now. That's what's stoking the coal, big boy. He jumped up. He said, oh, you want to compare? Well, let me show you something. What she used to get. And he dropped trowel. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he took them pants down. My God. Well, that explains the roominess, I guess. Look at the size of that. All right. So there I was. Fished around my hydraulics. He had his fist around his. I said, Brad, hung God. And so back and forth. Shut up, Estelle. Like a some sort of X-rated Errol Flynn movie. We were matching manly lances. Until finally, I knocked him over backwards. He sat in the chair as I approached him and... There you go. Take a look, Estelle. Take a look. There's your knight in shining armchair.